Well, Kevin, looking forward to an Ulster final. I'm not sure how high up it was on the priority list at the start of the year, but you're there now anyway.
Oh, we are indeed, Tom. It definitely wasn't on the priority list, right? It's just a matter of getting the team together and working with the girls and going from there and just basically get worked out that we're in a quite nice final now.
Yeah, because there had been in a couple of county finals and it seemed to be kind of a hoodoo to get over that final hurdle. So you took charge of a bunch of girls that, by what I can gather, were pretty focused and they wanted to achieve things.
They did indeed, Tom. They lost three championship finals in the trot, I think 3 years in the trot. And when myself and Neil got involved, we just said, girls, we're going to work hard 100%, change a few things around. And they all got on board and they all trained very, very hard and things just worked out for us.
Winning Donegal, obviously, was the big thing.
Oh, definitely. That was our goal from the start of the season, to do well in the championship. When we seen the group that we're in, Neve Columba, Glen Swilly and Red Hughes, we thought we had a chance to come out of the group.
And in the county final, good win in that as well?
A good one. I think we went into the game as underdogs and we got a lucky goal in the first 10, 15 minutes and it set us up. As I said to the girls before the game, we don't concede goals the first half. We're in the game. And it worked out for us.
You could have, maybe after winning your first championship, you know yourself, you were involved in teams that won senior championships with Kerry Beggs. The tendency is to maybe, you know, go in and celebrate, yeah. But, you know, obviously you were out again in a couple of weeks going to Fermanagh.
I did, we were, Tom, as you say yourself. You know, you normally, once you won a county championship, you don't kind of focus on Ulster or whatever the next game is. But these
especially
girls,
when you win a first one.
Especially when you won a first one, but these girls just decided that they wanted to have a go at Ulster. And we met two very good, as I say to them, they were intermediate teams playing junior football, and we've had two very good games.
Playing Eden Dark from Tyrone, do you know much about them?
Not a lot, Tom, now, to be honest. We had a couple of things about them. You know, I think they have a very good physical team. You know, the midfield, I think, is supposed to be strong. They have a corner forward who scored 116, so when you have a corner forward to get, she's going to have to be watched.
Mm. Well, of course, you have your own, shall we say, star players. I know it's a good all-round team, but obviously Roisin Rogers on the Donegal senior squad. So that's an achievement because Donegal are up there. You have quite a few who have played underage as well.
I would have. I think Roisin's an exceptional footballer, to be quite honest. She's only 17. You know, she just, there's no airs and grace about her. She's just complete focused on football, club or county, it doesn't really matter. And I think the likes of Erica Hanna, and you have at least another six or seven girls, Jade O'Donnell, Charlie Sharkey, you know, Katie O'Donnell, you could name the whole lot of them. They're all very, very good players.
Yeah. Have you at any time in the last couple of weeks pinched yourself and says, my God, can't believe where we are?
Well, I have, Tom, to be honest. Like, I think after the county final, you know, even coming out of the county final, I thought, you know, we'll try anyway. And then after the county final, I thought, well, Jesus, well, we're definitely just thinking, you know, sitting down myself maybe night time thinking, you know, well, you know, have we really done this? Are we really going into Ulster for the first time ever? And, you know, it's been going since.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fairy tale, and I suppose you can complete it now on Sunday.
Well, hopefully now come Sunday, these girls will definitely not give up. Yeah. You know, there's 100% in every one of them.
Yeah.
And I say that at the end of the night.